Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
The cold hard truth about the Olympic journey is not really been financially incentivized in the same way that many other professional sports are.
The business of basketball involves NBA, Global, our licensing arm, Think 450. All of those things will make up what that looks like.
Money in sports is one of the reasons why I enjoy being on Monday Night Countdown. We talk about some of the more interesting aspects of business of sports.
When you're talking sports, discipline is the bridge from being good to ultimately being great at whatever it is that you're trying to be or accomplish at your profession.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Business of Sports show, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
Yes, he is. And today, our guest... I'm giggling. I'm sorry. You know him. He's probably one of the biggest rap stars ever. And he's a movie star. And he's also the founder of Big Three Basketball, which starts its fifth season. We're talking about Ice Cube, everybody. Hey!
Mr. Cube? Mr. Ice?
Mr. Cube. There he is. That is coming up straight ahead on the Business of Sports. But first, we got some topics to talk about, and they are some big ones. And probably dominating right now, the PGA Tour has suspended players participating in the Saudi Mac League, the LIV Golf Investment, which there's 17 players right now. And some of those players include Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, and Sergio Garcia. And Scar, the PGA means business.
Yeah, they are taking a hard line on anyone who's taking part in this Saudi Arabia-backed golf league. The PGA saying they will be suspended from PGA tournament play. They have really, you know, thrown down the gauntlet and want to create this perception that this is a breakaway league and it will not be tolerated, and that these players are making this choice for financial-based reasons, and they cannot, therefore, be part of the PGA Tour and participate in the membership benefits and the opportunities and the platform. And there is truth to the fact that there is a lot of money at play here, that there are financial-based reasons for players taking part in this new league. The reports show that Phil Mickelson is getting paid, I think, $200 million. Dustin Johnson, $150 million. That is more than double the total prize money he's earned so far on tour. Apparently, Tiger Woods turned down $1 billion to take part.
Well, I mean, look, there's a lot of money involved. I mean, Scarlett, for sure. But I mean, for me, God, it does sound like a lot of fun. Have you heard about this format? I mean, first of all, yes, a lot of money. I mean, total prize purse of $25 million per event. But I mean, the first event, there's going to be, there are 12 teams. Each team has a captain. They select, like, via draft who they're going to have on their teams. It's 3 days, not four. It's a 48-man field with a shotgun start. I mean, it's still a traditional sort of stroke play format, but it does sound like a lot of fun. It brings in a little bit of a match play, shotgun start, all that good stuff. And by the way, two men who are not on the list as of yet, Bryson DeChambeau and Patrick Reed.
The thing about it is they're offering all this money to the players to come to the LIV right now. Dustin Johnson, I think, was offered $100 million plus all the prize money he wins. Mm-hmm. And what Johnson said was, look, I can't play forever. So, and basically, he wants to set his life up later on down the road with a $100 million start. It's for some of these players, it's hard to turn down. But listen to what the PGA Tour wrote and to the PGA players. It really is hard. They're saying these players, according to Commissioner Jay Monahan, these players have made their choice for their own financial based reasons, but they can't demand the same PGA Tour membership benefits, considerations, opportunities, and platform as you. So it, like you said, Scar, this is a hard line that the PGA is taking.
What's also interesting here is it's notable that the USGA is not following this script. The USGA oversees the US Open, which will happen soon, and it did say that those who are qualified to play in the US Open will not be prevented from teeing it up because of their participation in the LIV event. So that's an interesting sidebar story in all of this. But I think one of the big issues that people have with this LIV golf league is just that Saudi Arabia is trying to sports wash its global image, right? Because under the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, it's trying to diversify its economy beyond oil and detract, move away from its dismal human rights record.
Well, look, I mean, from my perspective, it sounds like the era of free agency is beginning in professional golf. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, look, I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. You know, I mean, I'm a huge fan of the PGA and all that they do. And I mean, what else could they do? They have to take a hard line of the defections. Would, you know, there'd be more of them, right? So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Well, prices aren't falling at this Walmart.
Oh, good transition.
Yeah, see, Walmart heir, Rob Walton, looks like he's the man that is going to buy the NFL Broncos. They have made the announcement that, yeah, this is going to happen. So they've bought the team, and it's, according to ESPN and others, this deal is worth $4.65 billion, Scar.
Yeah, the highest price tag for any U.S. team since Josiah bought the Brooklyn Nets for $3.3 billion. Of course, we had Chelsea sold to Todd Boehly and friends for $5.3 billion not so long ago. But Sam Walton, along with his daughter and her husband, as well as Melody Hobson, who is the co-CEO of Ariel Investments, will be taking ownership, provided that the NFL Finance Committee and other team owners approve the deal of the Broncos, which has been something we've been waiting for a couple of months now. It's notable here that Melody Hobson would be the first, I don't know if the first black person, because up until now, no black person has ever held a majority stake in any NFL team. I don't know if her investment changes that, because I don't know how much of a share she has. So these are all big question marks. But yeah, big price tag. And as you mentioned, Bar, it's very interesting that a company known for its thriftiness or its ability to provide value is splashing so much money on this team.
Well, I mean, Scarlett, Melody Hobson's also chair of Starbucks, and she's on the board for Bloomberg Philanthropies. But more importantly, she's married to George Lucas. So yes. I could see the Millennium Falcon making passes and flybys at the beginning of Denver Bronco games. It'd be pretty awesome.
I would like to see that. That's pretty good. By the way, if that name also sounds familiar, Melody Hobson, she was for a long time with ABC. She was an analyst there and offered some great advice. So
that's right.
Yeah, you know, it's good for her. And well, I like to see this happen, folks. So let's see how this goes down. And if you are into collecting cards, trading cards, Fanatics, and Tops, they've announced a trading card agreement for college football and basketball, Scar.
Yeah, this is interesting. I guess it's the logical next step after the rules on NIL, name, image, and likeness, went into effect. We're talking physical cards here, and apparently, Bar, because I know that you like your cards, collegiate collections have been sold for years, but usually in the past, before NIL happened, companies had to wait until athletes left school. So it was almost like a, you know, a greatest hits kind of collection.
Yeah, and I think from a trading card perspective, I think they actually went down this path once before, but they had to airbrush out, you know, college logos, you know, so it's kind of interesting. But it sounds like the majority of the Power Five conference schools are participating. That includes Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky. And look, I mean, Fanatics acquired Topps just in January in a deal worth an estimated $500 million. in March, they raised some debt financing, about $1.5 billion. That gives the company, Fanatics I'm talking here, a TOPS evaluation of $27 billion. So, you know, this is a real company. I mean, as they get deeper into the sports collectibles market, I mean, can you imagine what an autographed Patrick Ewing card from that Georgetown champion? I mean, that would be just awesome.
I have the 1974 edition of Topps baseball cards because this story made me look to see, okay, what's the greatest rookie card that I have in that collection? It's Dave Winfield. And I'm like, you know what? I can't sell it because I love it. But see, I love stuff like that. So this is what
this spoke to you, didn't it?
It did. It's like let me check out my collection when I get home. But anyway,
Dave Winfield lived in the building over next to me in Fort Lee, New Jersey. I grew up with him.
Really?
I did indeed. I was a huge.
You guys were close to greatness.
See, I wonder if you talk to him, see if he can sign my card.
Fairy dust.
Coming up next, hey, we got one of the biggest names ever and a friend of the show, and it was and a very appreciative Ice Cube. I don't even have to, you know who the man is. But for our show, he's the founder of Big Three Professional 3-on-3 Basketball League. Ice Cube, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
First of all, before I even continue on, and I want to thank you personally. Last time.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education, by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Last time you were on the show, we were talking about the Big Three League, and you were kind enough to send me a Big Three basketball. And when I got it, you know, after everybody was laughing at me because I was squealing, and then I took the basketball, and it is now in my case in the bedroom. And even my 17-year-old said, you know what, Dad, I'm impressed. So I want to thank you personally for sending me that basketball.
Barr is so excited about this. I think he's told this story 5 different times, each time getting more excited.
It's all good.
That's what...
Showing a little love, you know, nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with, you know, making you cooler in your son's eyes. So,
oh, man. Well,
you know, I'm glad it all worked out.
Thank you. Well, I got a long way to go with that, but thank you. I appreciate that.
I could use a little help with that.
I'll send you a ball, too.
So that's why I'm going to start this out. Mr. Cube, how you doing, man? Big Three. It's the 5th season, my goodness, and it starts coming up later on this month. Proud of you, man. It really has taken off, and it's fun to watch.
Thank you. You know, I started this, me and my partner, Jeff Quantinance, in 2015. End of 2015, we started to think about this idea, and we argued all 2016 about the rules and the league structure. And then we came out in 2017. You know, people, they were skeptical, but they, you know, they checked it out and they end up liking the sport. You know, I knew they would because we got some of the best players in the world, you know, at the 3-on-3 level. And, you know, seeing them guys go at it, you know, as a fan, you know, it's something I look forward to. So when I know it get my fan juices going, I know the public going to dig it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. With the NBA Finals taking place right now, I wonder if there's any through line from what happens on the court for NBA games to the beginning of the season for Big Three. I mean, is there any carryover or is there any kind of thematic consistency, or are they two totally separate leagues and therefore you start anew each time?
Well, we decided to start the league in the summer after the NBA Finals because everybody has a hangover. You know, once the Finals is over, everybody is looking for them games to come back on and to have something to do, and they got to wait, you know, all the way through the summer, especially if you're a football fan like me. So, you know, you got to hibernate during the summer. And I'm like, why don't we have a competitive league going right after the Finals to get rid of this hangover that everybody gets? And so the Big Three, you know, perfect, is positioned perfect. It starts after the Finals, June 18th, and then it goes all the way to, you know, the first game of NFL. So for those 3 months, we own the summer. So I think it's very complimentary. You know, I don't know how much the NBA like us for...
Have they said anything to you?
On the game. I think they've been cordial, but I don't think they're doing anything to help us succeed. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's a standalone league.
Well, Ice, I'd like nothing more than to talk about Raider Nation, about Devontae Adams, Chandler Jones, and all that good stuff. But I'm gonna stick with the Big Three, man. I mean, some of these coaches, man, Rick Mahorn, the Glove, Gary Payton, Dr. J, Charles Oakley. I mean, talk to me about their involvement with each of their teams. I mean, you know, what's the ask on them? I mean, are they involved? Are they passionate about it? I mean, what's your take?
Totally passionate. You know, a lot of these guys never got a head coaching look in the NBA. So to come to our league and to be head coaches, which is crazy to me, that, you know, you got people like the Iceman, Dr. J, Gary Payton, Lisa Leslie, Nancy Lieberman. You got these great coaches, and they've never been offered an NBA head coaching job. And so it's great to see them at the head of a team, and they definitely want to win. You know, I mean, as much as they're together, you know, the whole league is together the whole summer. You don't want to hear that smack talking. You know, you don't want Rick Barry don't want to hear smack talking from Gary Payton. You know what I mean? About losing to him on the court. So everybody's very competitive, and I'm glad to have a league where we can, you know, show the real talents of some of the best players that ever played the game.
I never understood either why Dr. J never got a nod for coaching in the NBA. This is one of the greatest players ever to play in the association, and it never happened. And thanks to you guys for giving me a chance.
One of the greatest ambassadors.
Yeah.
One of the greatest ambassadors of the game. One of the great communicators. His team loves him. Our trophy is called the Julius Erving Championship Trophy, named after him. He hasn't won it yet, but I'm pretty sure he'd like to. And it's good just to see Doc out there competing and not just waving at the fans, you know, at a 76er game, but he's actually out there trying to win, competitive, yelling at the refs. Beautiful.
Well, I mean, we got to talk about the players here. I mean, you've got guys like Rashard Lewis, Mario Chalmers. I mean, the first, if I'm not mistaken, the first overall pick in this year's draft was Glenn Rice Jr., son of the Glenn Rice, you know, the most, the scoring leader for Michigan, who won the 88-89 Wolverines in the national championship. You know, I'm curious, what are your thoughts about this year? Like, which team should we be keeping an eye on? I mean, the Trilogy have already won two of the four. I mean, who's the team to beat this year?
Oh, man, I think all the teams, you know, this is the first year where I couldn't say, okay, this team is probably going to make it to the playoffs, that team. It's all parity this year. Everybody's gotten that much better, you know, so, man, anybody could take it. I would keep my eye on the Aliens because they got Deson Balut, who was the MVP of 3-on-3 FIBA game, and he brought some of the FIBA guys over. So we'll see how that game translates in the Big Three. You know, they play, you know, amateur style of 3-on-3. We play the professional style, but we'll see if it translates. So that's a team I'm interested in. Of course, the triplets are going to be strong with two-time MVP yep. Joe Johnson. Man, so I think everybody's done their thing. And what's great about what we're doing with the blockchain, you know, we used to call it an NFT, but now we call it a FEET, which is a forever experience action token. What's great is that these teams are now surrounded by big communities like, you know, Krause House. They're surrounded by, you know, Gary V friends. And so it's just amazing now to see these communities start to get into it, you know, through the NFT blockchain space. So it's just been amazing this year. We've been able to kind of be first in line and catch a niche with this technology.
Do you see demand for that shifting at all with the crash in cryptocurrencies and this sense that the economy is turning a little bit south, maybe slowing down, recession could be on the horizon?
Not at all. You know, I think anybody who's, you know, kind of looked at the market for any period of time know that you had these ups and downs. But this is kind of a play, you know, it's really a long play, you know, by it being a forever experience action token, you get these experiences, you know, you get to feel like an owner forever. So it's something that you can hold, something you can pass down. We expect and hope that these land in the hand of sports fans. We're going to mint this Friday. And, you know, at the end of the day, we want people who can help grow the league over a long period of time. And we want people who are invested in the growth of the league. So, you know, as the league grow, you know, what they're holding, of course, will go up in value. And so, you know, that to me is the overall win-win for the Big Three and whoever, you know, acquires these tokens.
I love the way you guys have broke it down to where it's, you know, with the NFTs for $4,500, there's an addition, and then you have a smaller addition involved. It gets people involved, and you hit the nail on the head. You want sports fans to enjoy this experience, and then they'll take it to a whole brand new level with this.
Without a doubt, you know, we think, you know, all boats rise with a rising tide, and having these communities already invested, they're already trash-talking each other. We're getting a lot of talented people cross-collaborating around the Big Three. And so, you know, nobody knows where this is going to go. You know, nobody can see into the future. But our vision is for this community to grow with the league, to promote the league, to use their talents to do, you know, things for the league that we haven't even thought of yet. So it's an exciting time. And look, this is only going to happen kind of once in a lifetime, to be honest. You know, the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL is probably not going to do this. So if you want to be a team owner, and you love sports, you love hoops, you got to roll with the big three. You know, it's a moment in time.
All right, Cube, I got to ask you about the Raiders. I mean, Davante Adams, Chandler Jones. What is going on, baby? I mean, they've gone from 50-1 to 35-1. You know, some of these pickups are huge. What do you think their chances are this year?
They better keep picking them up because the AFC West is a monster of a division. Crazy. I mean, the Broncos just, they went from worse. They might be first in the division with their quarterback. The Chiefs is always tough. The Chargers continue to irritate me. And so the Raiders, they better be ready to play, man. You know, they don't want to – you know, you can look up and go 0-6 in your division if you're not – you ain't got your chin strap
now,
on.
Now you sound like a Jet fan.
Or a Lions fan, yeah, man.
Look. You know, it could happen this year in the AFC West if you're not playing right. So I hope the Raiders ready.
Would you ever consider making a bid for an NFL team if one became available? No?
No.
Why?
No. I don't want to be a team owner. I want to be a league owner. You know, with the big three, it's a big endeavor for myself. And so this is something that I want to focus and concentrate on and let them other leagues. You know, I'll just be a fan. And I'm a fan of the NFL. I'm a fan of the NBA. So I want to stay a fan of those leagues because I got to watch over the big three. And so it just doesn't.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest-growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle-market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at stiefel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through.
I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Appeal to me. I don't want to lose my fan status.
You can't be a fan of the big three as well?
Well, yeah, I am a fan of the big three.
But there's conflict there, right?
When you're, you know, a steward, I gotta make sure it does what it's supposed to do for the players, coaches, fans, and now owners. So that's a big job. You know, I wouldn't want to cheat the big three by then now worrying about another team. So, you know, I'm right here.
You got to give some love to the Columbia Broadcasting System, CBS. They're back with you for another year. They're going to air 28 hours of live games across their network, and they're going to stream live also on Paramount Plus. CBS, they have been with you for a while. That really is saying something. They believe in the big three.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, CBS has been amazing, you know, broadcasting partners with the big three. They understand the league. And, you know, I see us doing great things together in the future. You know, I think we're going to have a great season. You know, we got some of the same people who worked on the season last year, so the continuity is there. And, hey, they, you know, it's the biggest network in television. And so to be on CBS in that slot on the weekend, it's just, you know, we couldn't ask for anything more as a young league, you know.
How would you differentiate your fan base, the big three fan base, from the NBA fan base or the NFL fan base? Where are the overlaps and where are the distinctions?
Well, we're a lot younger than those leagues, to be honest. You know, we have a younger demographic, because when you talk about 3-on-3, a lot of kids play that at school. You know, they don't have the room to play the 5-on-5s when they get there. So most of them play 3-on-3. So there's a affinity with the youngsters when it comes to the 3-on-3 game, and so. You know, we were surprised at the numbers when we, you know, first started out. We thought it was a nostalgic thing. You know, we thought fathers would be pointing out, you know, there go, you know, Allen Iverson, or there go this one or that one.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we got the kids pointing out because of YouTube, internet. We got the youngsters wanting to drag the adults to the game. And so that was a pleasant surprise, you know, for a league who have, you know, some former NBA players. And so, you know, but of course, you're a hoops fan. You got to love the big three. It's faster. We play a more physical game. We got a 4-point shot. Our rules let you go 1-on-1 to solve a foul issue. You know, we're just doing things that make the game faster. You know, a big three game is over in about an hour, where an NBA game takes about 2.5-3 hours. So we can get three games in at the same time you can see an NBA game.
Well, Ice, I know this is Bloomberg Business of Sports, but, I mean, we just can't not ask you a little bit more about your personal life. I mean, for everything from Friday, Barbershop, Are We There Yet? You know, you released a new album, your 10th, I believe, you know, just a few years back. You know, what else are you working on now? What should we be looking for?
Just dropped this record with Snoop, Too Short, and E-40. We got a group called Mount Westmore, and we just dropped the album in the metaverse on Gala Games Music. And so, you know, we still out there doing it. We just got off the road, you know, sold out shows. It's amazing to see us four, you know, we West Coast pillars. So to see us four on stage, you know, people seeing it as a bucket list moment. So,
oh, man.
You know, we keeping it moving, you know. I don't want no grass to grow under my feet. So
Ice Cube, you are the man. And I got to go out, and when this comes out, man, I got to go out and get it. So, and I'm going to shock my kids again, because they're going to be like, Dad, you actually downloaded something instead of like, where's the CD? It's like, yeah, I want to download this time. Ice Cube,
yeah.
That's how bad I am. I'm not going to lie. It's bad. I'm like, you know, I'm telling you, that basketball, my 17-year-old says, well, welcome to the 21st century, Dad. Ice Cube. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Ice Cube, you are great. Thank you. Founder, Big Three, professional 3-on-3 basketball league. May you have much success, and you have a home anytime you want to come back and talk with us, sir. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. And if anybody want to get into that Big Three ownership, we dropping this Friday. We're going to drop another, we call it NFT. We call it a feat for every experience action token. And join the Big Three ownership Discord to find out more information. But I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for having me. I'll come back anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Take it easy.
Take care now. Bye. Thank you again. Talking about Ice Cube, we talked to the man.
The man.
Bye, Felicia. That's the man. We spoke to Ice Cube. I'm sorry.
We kept it clean.
Yeah, we kept it clean. Until I turn this mic off. You know, listen.
Man, I was going to ask if Debo stole his bicycle, man. I was that close.
Man, I tell you, I was excited like this last year when we talked to Cube, and the same excitement. And I'm just bluntly saying, yeah, I'm rooting in the press box. I'm glad that he's doing well with the 3-on-3. This is the fifth season of this league. And he's enjoying it. Good for him.
The man's got a vision, whether it's as a fan of the NFL, Oakland specifically, yeah. Or
Vegas.
Yeah, or the NBA, or in this case, as the league owner of the Big Three. So I thought it was really interesting the way he said, you know, I want to stay a fan. I want to enjoy the other sports, but this I own, and this I gotta keep my eye on.
Scarlett, I agree completely. I mean, the fact that he kind of came clean and said, you know, I really don't have an interest in being an owner. I mean, who doesn't want to be an owner of a sports fan of an NFL football franchise?
I know, we say this with the Denver Broncos probably being purchased by the Walton Air.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, but look, he is pretty passionate about the Big Three, clearly. And look, there's so many cool people involved. Like I said, these coaches, Gary Payton, Charles Oakley, I mean, the players, Glenn Rice Jr., I mean,
All-stars.
There's so much there. And, you know, that's his baby, and, you know, it's good for him, man. I mean, it's awesome.
Damn, we talked to Ice Cube.
That's my Gabar takeaway.
No, I really do. I love his business acumen, and he's running this league very well, and good for him. Ice Cube, you're the man.
Yeah, and his list of accomplishments is goes on and on. His bio is like 4 pages long.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what's even interesting? This Feet coin, this NFT, is not your typical NFT offering, right? Because you're getting ownership in these franchises effectively, and you get sort of, you know, little add-ons, little rights, like the ability to maybe go and get exclusive access to these games. I mean, that's different than just paying money for a GIF image, or mm-hmm. Is it a GIF or a GIF? I don't know, which is what I take from Dogecoin and most of these other offerings out there in
no
crypto.
No Bored Ape screen grab?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
My goal is to be the number one pick. That's something I've been dreaming of since a kid.
It feels better to be number one than number five.
I wear the number because of Mike.
We have a chance to go for 3 in a row.
Good numbers at a good time.
When I first started wearing that number, I was just happy and proud.
Bloomberg Business of Sports, the number of the week.
Boy, Alcola presents the number of the week. That's some old school stuff, man, if you like the NFL. This is about the Tour de France. And it's coming up starting July 1st. It's going to stage one at Copenhagen, Denmark. That's the
marker
first
of summer.
The marker of summer. Now, what I want to know is, what was the first year it started?
Ooh.
And who would like to go first?
Really? I'll give it a try. I mean, look, you know, I'm not a Peloton guy. I'm going to be completely honest with you. But, you know, I'll give it a try. I mean, I would have to say, 1915, maybe something like that. It has
what was it? 1915 that you picked?
Yeah. 1915, I think. I mean, it has to be. Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. I was thinking the '20s, but I don't have any real basis for thinking that. So let's go with 1922.
The 109th running of the Tour de France. Don't let that number fool you now. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
The first Tour de France was 1903.
Oh.
Amazing.
Wow.
I guess they had taken some years off in there, you know, whatever. So it's the 109th running coming up, but it first started in 1903.
And the French don't do arithmetic that well, I guess.
Yeah, oh, man. Oh,
just kidding.
Ooh, Lordy, it's hot up in here.
Oh, get ready for lots of pushback.
Ooh, Lord.
A lot of people filling your tweet mailbox.
The Reverend is preaching today. Oh, man. On that note, Scarlett, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just continuing the trend. It's okay. I'm very good at this. At not winning. Number of the week. Congratulations, Damien.
You know, it's peanuts compared to just the joy of getting to share some time with you every day, Scarlett.
Oh, cut that out. You know you happy you won.
Exactly. Go celebrate.
I'd be doing a happy dance all through. Mike Bloomberg would be looking at me like, this is what we hired? What the heck is he doing?
Lynchy lords it over me every week, so feel free to do so as well.
Scarlett, you could just Venmo me that, okay?
We love you, Lynchy. Sarah. Oh, man. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports show, where we explore some of the big issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr. You can follow me at Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
I'm at Scarlett Fu. And please send me some suggestions for number of the week that I can then, you know, suggest to Michael Barr.
And I'm Damien Sassauer, and please don't come down on me on Twitter at DSassauer for my, I love the French. Vive la France.
First of all, don't send Scar any suggestions, because that means I got to play the game. And you want to talk about bad. I tried it one time, and let's just say I beg to have it edited out. by the way, you can follow this show if you download our podcast. By the way, our podcasts are every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You can catch those. Or listen like you are right now, because we are Bloomberg Radio.
The Bloomberg Sustainable Business Summit returns to London on April 25th for a solutions-driven look at the sustainable business and finance landscape, looking at the latest trends in ESG regulations, supply chain innovation, and transition finance. Speakers include leaders from CDP, Emirates Environment Group, Seedtrace, COA, and more. Summit advisors include City Commercial Bank, Red Sea Global, and Schneider Electric. Visit BloombergLive.com/SBS2024 to learn more.